Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. On this day in 2007, Apple CEO Steve Jobs introduced the original iPhone at a Macworld keynote in San Francisco, California. Three nightlife institutions are making headlines in the first days of the year with their fight against closure. The Syndikat pub in the Schillerkiez district of Neukölln, the Hafen on Motzstrasse, and the Potze Youth Center in Schöneberg. All three were to vacate their buildings by the end of the year, and all refused to hand over the keys and are demanding negotiations. Whether the landlords are willing to do so is questionable. It seems more likely that the Syndikat, Hafen, and Potze will soon be the first cases of cultural deaths in 2019. For years, the suppression of nightlife from the inner city has been virtually unstoppable. The lament is well known. Where space becomes more precious, landlords increase prices, and noise conflicts with residents escalate. Critics say that the nightlife culture that once gave Berlin its reputation as a metropolis of lateral thinkers is disappearing with the clubs. But on the other hand, they say party zones like the Lohmühleninsel are bursting at the seams on summer nights, and clubbers are making noise, leaving garbage lying around, or drunkenly instigating disputes. As reported in the Berliner Zeitung, the Senate set up a relief fund for clubs and music venues who want to improve their sound insulation. 12 clubs have submitted applications so far, two of which will be funded with a maximum of 100,000 euros. Among the clubs who have already applied, there are some prominent names: SU36 in Kreuzberg's Oranienstrasse, the open-air club Ipse on Kreuzberger Flutgraben, and the Holzmarkt in Friedrichshain, successor to the once world-famous Bar 25. But the Noise Protection Fund is also powerless against rising rents and investors' interests. For over 10 years, young people have been on the dance floor or looking down from the galleries at the Farbfernseher on Skalitzerstrasse every week in a relaxed atmosphere. Lutz Leichsendring, speaker of the Citizens of Berlin Club Commission, which represents the interests of the players in the Berlin nightclub scene, stated that their lease was not extended and expires at the end of the year. In the last quarter alone, the association held 39 consultations with club makers, which, according to Leichsendring, is a high number, adding that, quote, though not all fear for their existence, sometimes it's about GEMA questions, but the bottom line is that uncertainty is growing. He went on to list 10 clubs and bars that had to close their doors last year alone. On New Year's Eve, Rosie's on Revalerstrasse celebrated its last party, giving way to an office building. The Bassi Club in Prenzlauer Berg, Johnny Knuppel on Lohmühleninsel, and Café Ritz in Grevekiez have also given up. Elsewhere, the lights are still on, but the future doesn't look too bright. In Jam, there is a threat of a forced break for the renovation of the Uferwand. The Kreuzberger Konzerthaus private club has a lease contract for only 2 years, and the Holzmarkt cooperative is quarreling with the district of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg over the development of its corner property and is financially on the brink of collapse if its plans for a student block of flats fails. New clubs have rarely opened in recent years, and Leichsendring hardly believes that the new can replace the repressed, stating that, quote, we have to protect the existing population. In the discussion about a decriminalization of fare evasion, or Schwarzfahren, the Red-Red-Green Coalition wants to turn its words into deeds. The Administration of Justice is working on a draft law, which is to be introduced as a Bundesrat initiative by Senate resolution. Senate spokeswoman Claudia Sunde stated that a corresponding bill is in the internal vote and that the Senate will deal with the possibility of a Bundesrat initiative promptly. Above all, the left and the Greens want to ease the burden on the judiciary. According to spokesman for the Administration of Justice, Sebastian Brooks, the political will is there for everyone. Details of the proposal would be agreed with the economic administration responsible for the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVLG. And should the new regulation become law, BVLG and S-Bahn passengers without a ticket would still have to pay an increased transport charge of currently 60 euros. However, repeat offenders would no longer have to fear criminal proceedings, a fine, or a possible prison sentence. Governing Mayor Michael Müller of the SPD had already expressed sympathy for such a decriminalization in November. The effort of the law enforcement authorities would be, quote, in no reasonable proportion to the act. Even Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD, who for a long time had pleaded for the retention of existing laws, no longer wants to stand in the way of a change in the law. Berlin's Attorney General Margarete Koppers even demanded in an interview with the Morgenpost that fare evasion should no longer be treated as an administrative offense. Otherwise, courts would have to deal with the opposition proceedings and the judiciary would not be exonerated. Spokesman Brooks believes the Senate will probably not go as far as Mrs. Koppers' thoughts and that the Bundesrat initiative should only provide for the downgrading of a criminal offense to an administrative offense. The Berlin CDU thinks nothing of the red-red-green push. Sven Rissmann, spokesman on CDU legal policy, stated that, quote, wanting to legalize fare evasion means a dangerous plundering of our legal system. And there is still isolated resistance within the SPD. According to SPD Deputy Sven Kohlmeier, quote, the fact that honest passengers buy a ticket and others get away with it cannot be mediated. The BVLG is also skeptical, according to spokeswoman Petra Rietz. The number of fare evaders caught in Berlin varies between 2.5 and 8% of all checked passengers. However, only a fraction of them are convicted. A law to decriminalize fare evasion would have to be passed at federal level, and according to reporting, it will be difficult for the Senate to organize a majority for its proposal. The new Humboldt Forum is due to open at the end of the year. The museum and cultural center in the heart of the city is to be opened step by step and initially free of charge. Federal Minister for Culture Monica Grütters stated that, quote, free admission to this museum is to be a pilot project that will be evaluated after 3 years in order to see how it affects the crowds and other facilities. If successful, free admission could be introduced to other museums as well. More than 20,000 objects from Asia, Africa, America, and Oceania are to be displayed in the Humboldt Forum, which costs around 600 million euros. Grütters referred to the special character of the space, saying that it is not a museum of the classic type, but an interdisciplinary educational institution with several actors involved. But free access could also be problematic because of the immediate proximity to the Museumsinsel. For Grütters, the gain of experience is worth the risk. The Berlin police are searching for a man who attacked a BVLG bus passenger this past June 22nd with the assistance of images from a surveillance camera. The incident is as follows. A 27-year-old prevented the rear night bus line N65 door from closing at Schlesisches Tor U-Bahn stop around 2 a.m. Another passenger then walked up to him and injured him with a knife. The victim suffered cuts to the face and arms and had to be taken to hospital for inpatient treatment. The perpetrator then took the bus to the Hackischer Markt and escaped. The Criminal Investigation Department is asking for anyone who knows the attacker to provide information on his identification and/or whereabouts. Photos, additional details, and contact information for the authorities can be found in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.